And the myth of that, when you meditate, you can manifest things. You know, our bodies carry energy. And when we send them out there inside the universe, things come back of what we think. You know, everything starts with the mind. The mind is the master.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn, and I'm an intern at Prison Radio. Today, you'll be listening to our correspondents Eddie Treadwell, Kenwan Congo Jr., and Travis Nettles, also known as Seven, discuss community building in prisons. Community building is a powerful act of organizing, not only for the sake of abolition, but also in a place as dehumanizing as a prison, it is a fundamental act of survival. First, Eddie talks about community building as a way to find purpose within an institution that is inherently isolating. Next, Kenwan explores the Real Rap program, an art and social justice program founded by two incarcerated organizers. Finally, Seven examines the power of meditation and a reentry nonprofit called Positive Transitioning. Starting us off is Eddie Treadwell.
Hello. This is Mr. Eddie Treadwell at Ken Ross Correctional Facility in Michigan. I've been incarcerated now for 32 years in prison and just submitted a commutation to the governor trying to get out of prison. I've been engaged in various different creative, positive activities trying to show my relevance and importance, you know, to the community and the brothers and sisters in whom I come in contact in prison. You know, my reach is, I reach far out into society with my words, trying to help elevate and educate and motivate people to try to be better individuals, an asset to the community, uplifting fallen humanity, because humanity has fallen from a state in which they can raise themselves up to be all that they can be, right? Instead, we just aimlessly wander through life without any real purpose or direction, right? So we have to find a sense of purpose to give you a meaning for living, right? And which I have found due to my incarceration, I have been forced to find a purpose and a reason for living, which motivates me every day. It helps me get up in the morning, you know, not being miserable, agitated, frustrated, but I get up with an aim to do something, to try to be a benefit, to help others, you know, elevate their minds, teaching, you know, through my philosophies and experiences in life, you know, how to be a better individual, how to communicate, socialize, create, reconnect with your family, if you have a family. I lost every family member that I had since due to my incarceration. And now the individuals in whom I come in contact with, I consider as my family. The love I would love to show to my family that I can't show due to their passing, I show to the individuals in whom I come in contact with every day. You know, the love and concern and compassion that humans deserve, you know, as intellectuals and individuals who can reason and rationalize and all these various different faculties that we possess that distinguish us from animals should provide us with the necessary tools and equipment to help further the race, further humanity, opposed to destroying humanity, opposed to abusing our women, right? That's another topic that's worthy of discussion. You know, men should stop putting their hands on women. Men should never strike a woman. Men should never abuse a woman. Men should love and cherish women for who they are. And if they're not ideal, maybe due to some defect of mental capacity or whatnot, teach. Yeah, we're supposed to teach the women. Women are reflections of their men, you know. So teach the woman, you know what I'm saying? Try to encourage the woman, you know what I'm saying? Motivate the woman. Don't put your hands, you know, we don't need no abuse. We don't need women to be abused. We done already took so much abuse throughout our lives and our history. You know, it's time to give love. They say love is the only savior of the world. So we have to get rid of the hate and start demonstrating some love, some caring and concern. Teach the children, you know, teach them the beauty that they possess. Give them a sense of pride, you know, sense of dignity, you know. Here, make them laugh, you know what I'm saying? Make life should be joyful at the time of youth, you know, where they can absorb the information and knowledge in their surroundings, you know, to help cultivate them to be more mature individuals, develop them into more mature individuals, and don't allow any evil habit to take strength with their years, right? So, I just want to end with that note, you know, do not abuse women, be all you can be, and make your life of relevance and importance to somebody other than yourself. Have a great day, and until next time, Mr. Eddie Treadwell, Coldwater, at Kinross Correctional Facility in Michigan. Have a great day.
My inmate number is NB7568, and I'm calling from SEI Chester. This is Kenwan Congo Jr. reporting from the belly of the beast. Here at SEI Chester, we have the Real Rap Program, founded by two prisoners, Matthew Garcia and Rusty Frescatore. This is a social advocacy through art program, and not just art in the sense of drawing and painting, but poetry, writing, music, public speaking, and all other forms of artistic expression. What I like about the program, it's established and run by credible, well-respected prisoners. Matthew and Rusty both have numerous trips to the hole and have spent extended time in isolation. Normally, groups such as this are run by bootlickers and butt kissers. I'm proud to say they finally broke the trend. What they were able to do without compromising their principles is a testament to their character. This is one of the reasons that even the most hardened and militant prisoners respect this program. When you walk into the Real Rap Program, you are greeted with a red glittered floor, waxed to perfection, with a picture of a lion in the middle of it. Signatures of prisoners, staff, professors, and students are painted on the walls. Plants, music, ambience, a place of rejuvenation for freedom fighters and those in the rest. The Real Rap Program works with universities, politicians, professors, activists, and the list goes on and on, a reflection of their endless fight for social justice. As a prison abolitionist, I support this program. Matthew and Rusty created motion that we can take and traject in our own individual direction. For more on the Real Rap Program, contact Matthew Garcia and Rusty Frescatore at SEI Chester in Pennsylvania. They have my support. Real Rap. This is Kenwan Congo Jr. reporting from the belly of the beast. Thank y'all. All power to the people.
What's going on? Peace, world, peace, world. All is well. I hope all is well for all those out there that's going through, you know, this transition of normalcy in so many ways. This 7, and I just being MIA, working on my mind, body, and spirit. I also, you know, realize that meditation is very powerful. When you got a place in your life where you really need to settle down, not just settle down as in a relationship with someone, but settle down as in a relationship with yourself. And the myth of that, when you meditate, you can manifest things. You know, our bodies carry energy. And when we send them out there inside the universe, things come back of what we think. You know, everything starts with the mind. The mind is the master. I say all that to say this. The only way you can truly win going through the process of progression is being willing to sacrifice. even when it seems impossible. You may have to sacrifice places, people, or things. Because when you got people inside your life that's sitting at your table, that's not, you know, good for you. You must remove them. When you remove those people or remove those places or remove those things, something will always fulfill that. Something better, something greater. Sometimes it could be worse though. Don't get me wrong on that. But you should be able to see that coming before it actually comes, before you actually work on a person at your table to sit and eat. Well, I have done that. And the nonprofit foundation, organization, you know, how came into my life, called Positive Transitioning. They're located, you know, main base is out of Ohio, and they starting to do a lot of things with helping people that's incarcerated inside these prison walls and gates. And they have helped me on multiple levels. They help with growth from the inside, you know, and they also help people re-enter into the community the proper way. And with them doing so, it's so profound that a person can really actually see the growth of themselves if they really want that. If they really, really, really take the time out to really grow inside and do the things that need to be done in order to prevail in life. And us as a community, as a whole, we must understand that people that's inside just made a mistake, and that's the only thing that's separating you from them. Because at the end of the day, you make the wrong mistake, you can find yourself in a fucked up position too. Excuse my language, but you can find yourself in a messed up place. And that's from losing focus. And with Positive Transitioning, they are for the community. And we can't have a real community without the unity. And you can't even spell community without even having unity inside of it. And when we sit here, we look at the world, the environment we live in can be 25% of what our children can become. So if we don't sit here and cultivate the elevate, then we'll find ourselves going backwards. We'll find ourselves forever continuing repeating the cycle of being victim towards the system, of actually falling down and doing things that we should not be doing in the long haul, because in the long haul, if we're not sitting here elevating ourselves, we're only killing ourselves physically, mentally, psychologically, financially at times as well. So with that being said, I would really truly like to thank Positive Transitioning for coming into my life at a time of need, when I needed someone to really uplift me, when I needed someone to help me grow from this inside situation of the trauma and the things that I'm dealing with. And when y'all do get time or get a chance, please check out Positive Transition. Please look them up. They take donations and they helping people re-enter into this community the proper way. For those who may sit here and speak on gun violence, Positive Transitioning, they'll help with that. Because in order to really sit here and change the community and change the ones that's incarcerated, it starts with the mind. So if a person is actually applying the fruits, the vegetables, the proper vitamins, the proper minerals to refine the individual mind for criminal activities, then I advise everyone to be a part of that. You can contact Positive Transitioning online, Positive Transitioning Incorporated online. You can also call 380-215-0818. You can also call 380-215-1550. And they got a couple more other numbers. Like, it will be really, 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 really good, not just for yourself, but also for the community. Because in life, sometimes it's not about just us, but life is bigger than just us. And the overall picture, everything in life is necessary, as long as you learn a lesson from it. With that being said, I appreciate your time and your energy. I thank you for listening. Peace with blessings. I am Seven.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.